Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our show tonight. We're super excited about our special guest. Welcome. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Our number tonight is 888-627-6008. And we want to start the show off by taking ourselves into the fifth dimension where miracles happen and love. And so let's all take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale, leaving the third dimension behind. Worry and fear. And let's start off by saying one of the affirmations that's in my book, The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. I am born a starseed in a third dimensional body. I am born a starseed, an angelic light being. I'm here on this earth plane to help and serve and complete a mission. Taking a deep breath, inhale and exhale. Our purpose here is to help humanity. We are born starseeds to assist the earth and humanity with the ascension process. Inhale and exhale. The ascension involves raising the energy to a higher vibration frequency to shift the consciousness into a higher awakening. The starseeds are here to help humanity move forward. We are born starseeds. We are in a third dimensional body, but we're here to awaken through angelic light. We're here on this earth plane to walk the path of the awakening. As many other starseeds join us together, we open our hearts to the divine light mission so we can all save the universe. Satnam. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. We are super, super, or morning, or afternoon. We are super, super, super excited about having the beautiful Althea Alvenzo. She's a multidimensional healer and light language channeler, specializing in high-frequency energy work, timeline, clearing, and psychic activation. She channels and transmits light language into various forms, working closely with higher dimensional beings to anchor 5D frequencies into the Earth matrix. With over 15 years of experience in tarot, divination, Reiki, Kundalini, yoga, and facilitates deep trauma healing and ancestral clearing, while guiding others to awaken their psychic gifts, she leads global retreats and trainings to support collective ascension and raise planetary consciousness. So let's welcome you to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited.
Yes, we are very excited to have you here because my show's been on for quite a few years. And I get really excited to bring somebody on you that is so talented and helping so many people.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I know there's a lot of people that are going to listen to the show, and I know there's a lot of people that follow me and are definitely interested in the work that you're doing. So I'd like for you to just dive in and talk about how you had your experience to start, especially, I don't know if you know about my work, I was born with eyes that blink and communicate with the afterlife, and I am a starseed, and I want to know how you got your abilities.
Okay, amazing. Yeah, I mean, I was one of those kids with their psychic intuition and abilities already quite open as well. I come from a long lineage of witches and psychic women. My grandmother had psychic gifts. My mom, who's still around to this day, also has psychic gifts and intuition. They never picked it up kind of like as a career or for a living, but it does run in all the women in my family. So I was one of those kids that, like, at 11 years old was playing with tarot decks and talking about UFOs. So it kind of started at a very young age. I remember struggling to go to sleep, seeing like shadows and being and accessing gifts connected to mediumship when I was a young girl. So it kind of like all expanded. And then it quietened down around my teens and early 20s, just because I think perhaps of lifestyle choices. And then when I got to my mid-20s, that's when I really started having like my big ascension and awakening processes. I started having like encounters with ET beings. My channel started opening up more. I started receiving more information directly through to me. And I started, I think, to understand myself more, and as a consequence, to understand how to navigate and use my channel and psychic abilities a little bit more. And so I was like, okay, well, how can I harness this so that I can assist on a collective level and move into making this my life's work, which obviously took a few years to transition into that, but that's kind of it in a nutshell, basically. But I did have a few different experiences that were more intense than others, but it's been an ongoing journey throughout my life.
Yeah. And what background, like what heritage did you come from?
So I'm Italian. I was born and raised in Milano in Italy. But I'm currently living in South Africa, but I have traveled like many places around the world. I mean, I come to the States a lot for work. I do retreats all over the world, but my first language is Italian, and yeah, that's where I grew up, basically.
That's interesting. Yeah, because my great grandmother was a shaman in Italy and was psychic too. So yeah, Italians, very interesting. There's a lot of Italians that are psychic. So, what I know that you also do a lot of communication with specific galactic energies. Which one is one that you tend to tap into more?
So I mostly channel two higher versions of myself. One is a ninth dimensional Pleiadian being, that is a version of myself that started integrating within my channel system and energy field back in like 2017. So that was a very interesting experience within itself. And then I also work quite closely with a 12th dimensional mantis being version of myself as well. And that part of me is also connected to my lifetimes in ancient Atlantis. And that's a little bit more when I channel the technology, my art pieces, because I draw light language and codes as well. So these are the two main beings that are fully integrated within my system that I work with. But it really depends, like depending who I have in front of me, if I'm channeling like collectively or from channeling for an individual or if I'm holding a workshop. A channel is multidimensional, so based on what I'm activating at that moment in time, I work organically with what comes through for me.
That's very cool. Is there something that you feel more close to at this moment in our planetary dimension that we're in right now that's more helpful, specifically with frequencies?
Well, I think like 2026, is a year number one. So it is a year of initiation. What I always like to say when we start the year is that, if you look at it astrologically, January and February are still the tail end of 2025, because we only really start 2026 when it comes into end of March and beginning of April. So if you still are feeling, that you're transitioning or your affairs are still you know, not 100% in order, don't worry, because the real shift will only come around March. So really just staying grounded, staying present, staying anchored. And I'm very excited for where we're going with this year. I think there's a lot of positive energies. I think there's a lot of uplifting experiences that are coming for humanity, and a lot more of, you know, like individual / collective disclosure that's going to be coming up. So yeah, I think, you know, for people just to stay grounded, stay present, and, you know, taking aligned action on a day-to-day basis will definitely assist.
Yeah, love that. Definitely. Is there something you want to tell people about your work particularly? Is there something that you do, like, with your channeling, the higher Palladian work that you help people specifically with what's going on in our world right now with trauma, with your services that you do, and your training courses? I saw on your website, you do a lot of training, which is amazing, and your retreats. Is this something that you'd like to tell people?
Yes, of course. So my next training is actually going to be in Los Angeles on the 25th of February. I do about 2 to 3 public appearances a year. So generally, I will do Los Angeles in February with the Conscious Life Expo. So I'm talking there for a workshop, and then I'm doing my training the week after. I do online trainings as well, 6 weeks and 6 month programs. I train people to do what I do, basically. You don't really need any previous qualifications, but sometimes when people come to me for a training, I say, okay, like, you know, go back, prepare, do this, this and that. And then, you know, I'm going to be ready to take you on. Then my next public appearance for the year will be in Glastonbury in the UK at the end of August. I am holding a workshop there for an event by Portal to Ascension. And then I'm holding a light language galactic DNA activation retreat in Oaxaca in Mexico at the sacred sites of the pyramids in November, later this year. A lot of my work revolves around timeline clearing and quantum jumping and working within the quantum realm. So I like to teach people to navigate within those realms, because that's also where you can manifest instantly and you can heal and clear timelines instantly, you know, very, 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 very quickly. So it's always an exciting space to be able to bring people in, because it's an infinite realm of possibility, you know, like the fifth dimensional density. When you work in these spaces, there's no limitations of time and space. So I always say, even if you've had an online session with me, but you have the possibility to connect in person, do that as well, because it's always different and there's always different codes and activations that can come through. I personally love holding the trainings, because it's like there's only so much I can prepare for them, because it's always an organic experience with every person, with every client that comes in. And I only take a small group, around 10 people every time, so that I can really give everyone individual attention. So this is kind of like the next steps that I have coming up. I've got a lot of workshops that are up on my website. I've got an entity clearing and implant clearing workshop that's coming up on the 2-2 portal. And then I also run online conference events called Galactic Conference. The next one that's coming is on the 5th of May. They can find me on altelucrezia.com. There's a lot of different options on my website to go through for people who would like to connect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've been doing this for over 15 years. You're very advanced. And I've looked at your website. I've been on Jeff Mara's YouTube before. So I was on there and I saw your YouTube with him, and it was just amazing. Everybody should check out that YouTube of you. I love that so much. And I've been at the Conscious Life Expo for many years, and I've seen you there, and you are just absolutely fabulous. I love your work, and I feel it's so needed right now. And you actually really teach people, and you really are the real deal. I mean, you're amazing. You really are amazing. People do need to check out your website. And it's on the BBS page. All your links are. You're on Instagram, you're on YouTube, you're on TikTok, you're on Facebook. You're there and you're needed right now. I wanted to talk about a little bit deeper into maybe one of your experiences with a client. Can you give us one example?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of different examples I can give.
I bet.
That comes to mind was this lovely girl that was with me for about a few years. And I remember she was moving through quite an intense experience. Within her day-to-day life, she actually worked at a nightclub. And her channel started opening and she started channeling light language in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, now imagine this girl, she's like in her mid-20s. She's working at like a nightclub as an entertainer. And, you know, she's around alcohol and, and probably like substances and all these beings that are operating, you know, in this very baseline root-centered kind of like vibrational frequency that is all about, you know, the materialistic and the instant gratification and all of that. And she started coming to me and she worked with me for about 3 years. She came quite regularly. And every time she was like, you know, she couldn't get out of her job, but she started channeling and she was like, well, this is what I want to do. So we slowly started shifting her from that into a practitioner. And every time she came, she had a lot of attachments that were stuck onto her. There were a lot of entities, a lot of things that needed clearing and releasing that she was getting on, you know, from her clients and from the lifestyle. And now she's left that life. She's left that job. Yeah. She's a practitioner. She assists people in healing. She channels. And that was like just one of the most beautiful stories because she came from this completely different background, had no idea what was going on. Found me through a friend of a friend, and she wasn't even in any like ascension community or anything like that online. She didn't have a lot of financial availability when I first met her, so that's why it took us a little bit to get her there because she couldn't afford some of my programs. So I said, okay, well, I still think you really need my help, so let's try and, you know, make it so that I can see you instead of like weekly, maybe I'll see you monthly or every 3 weeks. Because I still really, really felt like I wanted to be there to support her. So that was a beautiful story of, you know, someone that I had came from something extreme.
Yes, that's an amazing story because she came from a third dimensional energy and you took her all the way up there to who she really is supposed to be, her gift. And that's why you're on the show tonight. You're just amazingly talented. And now she's doing her gift. And I got chills through my body hearing that story just now. That's why, you know, you are doing what you're meant to be. Tell everybody your website, again, to everybody here listening.
So my website is my name, altalucreza.com. So it's altalucreza, .com.
Yes. And we are so happy you're here. And you're going to do like an activation for us today, right? Like light language on the show?
Yes, I'd love to do that.
You are. Okay, great. I'm really excited about that. That's going to be so cool. I'm really happy. I'm so happy you're here. And I love that story so much because she decided to jump in, you know, and go all the way. And she had faith. And you were so kind to, you know, help her, even though she didn't have, you know, the resources for that. So we're going to go to commercial break right now. And then I hope that some of you are calling in. Because we'd love to, if you are up for it, to take a few calls, and that would be great. So we're so excited that you're here with us tonight. We're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Althea Avanzo. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author.
My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. And I just want to mention again that Althea is going to be at the Conscious Life Expo February 20th to the 22nd, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's really great. You're a keynote speaker this year, right?
Yes, I'm talking Saturday 21st at 8 p.m.
Oh, great. And you're there the whole weekend?
Yes, I'm also sitting a panel called Navigating the Great Awakening, which will be run by Elizabeth April with a few of my colleagues. Sasha will be there, Megan Soligor, Adam Apollo. It'll be a lovely panel about starseed soul missions and shifting into the 5D. Meanwhile, my personal talk that's happening on the Saturday at 8 p.m. will be about integrating in a healthy way Atlantean and Lemurian technology within the ascension and awakening process.
Oh, that's perfect. That sounds so cool. So we do have a caller on the line. So let's welcome them on and let's see what they want to ask us.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, dear. Hi, Kimberly. I wanted to wish you and everybody at the station, your guest, your lovely guest, and the person that puts you on the air, and everybody a very happy new year, dear.
Thank you. Do you have a question for Althea?
Let's see. I wondered you see anything for me progressing forward or anything that may be of help to me right now, dear. Please.
Hello? Sorry, I didn't hear that properly.
Oh, sorry. I just wondered what you maybe saw or if you could see anything in the future that I should be doing or working on, something like that.
I can tune into your energy a little bit. It's just important to understand that when it comes to asking about your future, there is something called the divine sovereign law, which means that it's really important to understand that our guides will never really come through and tell us, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that. It's more like following kind of like an intuitive feeling, and there are always infinite timelines. So whatever choice you make can have different repercussions. So what can be applicable to the here now moment can shift within a week if different choices are made. So my advice for 2026 would be to try and stay grounded, try and stay present. Setting boundaries also seems really important for you at this moment in time, especially with family members. Just being able to really speak your truth and listen to that connection between the heart and the throat. I can feel there's a bit of a disconnection between the heart and the throat. So sometimes you feel things, but you're not able to fully express them through your throat chakra. So working with the color blue, working with throat, working with expression, and making sure that those boundaries are expressed in a way that is clear and there is no misunderstanding, so that you can really move forward and make sure that who is in your life is actually there to support you, and who's not supposed to be there will actually be removed and cleared. I do see a little bit of imbalance within the sacral and solar plexus too. So maybe just making sure that you're not holding onto any fear, guilt, shame, or resentment. And just making sure that you are moving through your emotion. If something does come up, really sit with it and see how it can better be expressed, whether it's through movement, through, you know, tears, through exercise, and just using your physical to assist you into moving through emotions. So that's kind of like what I picked up from your energy.
Thank you so much. That sounds right on, dear. Yes.
Pleasure.
I tend to dissociate where I've forgotten things in the past, and not that my memory is really bad, but when I get excited or something, I can forget things. You know, it'll just be a block there. And I don't know whether that was from abuse or what happened or why I'm like that or whether I was born like that or something.
Okay. Yeah, I think like something like maybe going for QHHT, that can help with bringing back memory. So finding a practitioner that will take you back to whatever moment or point in time. And what you can do is ask within your astral space. So before you go to sleep, ask for your guides to bring you back recollection and memory. And then sometimes what we do is we start downloading information throughout the day. But really cultivating that connection with your guides to help you and assist you.
Thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you, dear. God bless you and thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's amazing. That was just great. That's spot on. I love that, Althea. That was just amazing. I just a great reading. Thank you so much for reading her. That was just beautiful. Yeah. Really beautiful reading. I really felt that. I do feel, if I could piggyback on that, that there was something that possibly did go on when she was younger, that is going into the throat there, too. I was picking that up there. And I do feel that you can be healed. I do feel you can be healed. And you can move forward and you can do this, sweetheart. You can.
Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank you so much. I love you very much.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank you for calling in. And just so everybody knows, this is a call-in show tonight. It's 888-627-6008. And we are really honored to have Althea with us. And we love having her with us tonight and her beautiful energy today. She's in daytime. Her beautiful energy with us. I know, because it's morning for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to, we don't have any calls right now because they may call. We never know when they're going to call in. They sometimes call in sporadically. Do you want to do one of your sample? We'd love to hear one of your sample activations.
Yes, I can do some light language, of course.
We love that light language, yes.
Okay, awesome. So everyone can just start by closing their eyes and anchoring into the body. And as you find your comfortable breathing rhythm, with every inhale, you breathe in light. And with every exhale, you release all that doesn't serve you anymore. As you relax body, system, and energy fields, you stay in a space of openness and oneness. And as we call on the Archangelic Collective, Michael to the south, Uriel to the north, Raphael to the east, and Gabriel to the west, we call on Archangel Metatron with his blue cloak of protection from above, and Sound of Horn to seal the grid from below. As we call on our higher selves, our spirit guides, and anyone else who wishes to be present for the greatest and highest good, you're welcome in this space. Kurukuat kri kriu kurukut krasia shinayatriu kurukuatriati kurukut krai sinaya shirayatra. As we open the systems, opening here to kurukut krasia sikurukut krai sikuruku aishinayatre triatri kurukut krasia kriu kurukut krai shinayatra. Nria are re raya sikruaishin karukurukukuku karai sia sikurukuchkiera trat kreat kre kurukut krasiera tara. Tranari arearat kraya siet kurai sirkukuku krasirkuku krai siraishinayatra tre karakurukut krai sirayatra. Clean, releasing, opening. Releasing, letting go of all that doesn't serve you as we let go, surrendering, calling in more light, divine rays, anchoring into systems, grounding, aligning, grounding, balancing. Shikurukut krasira turukut krai shinayatra. Trat kie rukuruku aishina kie kuruku anaratre kurukut krasi kurukumrasi rukurukut krai shinayatra. Triatre atraya triatru kuruku atre utkuruai sedatriane kurukut krai asinayati. Isharayatakre aishiro kurukutka ishinayatra. So we call in more light, more divine rays, coming in, expanding into systems, rainbow rays, aura rays, platinum white light, silver rays, anchoring, expanding, upgrading, clean, releasing any stuck energies in the nervous system, blood circulation, spinal column, expanding, shiro korokot krasera ishrayatra. Na re ruare acetku aise korokot kreasiena ratra. Tre at crea tre ut cro asiet cro at kia shinayatra ri ara isharayatre ut cro kot kara isharayatra nra nre atokota ni re ashiera tra re atre achkiera tra cro at ki se tat kruai teraya sira tra rea re ro re si se koroko chkiara tra tria sia tre at kre at chkiara tra tre at kre asi se koroko chkia re raya re ara tre at koroko karai si na ratra nre re sia sia toko o rai she raya tra i se raya ta kat koroko korai se raya tra she koroko kreat se koroko korai se anor kroat kreasia sia toko koroko raya si ratra Rea, rea, ro, ro, ra, ya. Clean, releasing, 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 releasing. Shira koroko chkira ya tra. Sia, sia toko ora ya, sia toko rokot kre achkia ra tra. Sia takara, sia taka, rea, sia tra. Sia korokot kiara tre, sia tse korokot krach kiara, tse korokot krea sia sera ya tra. Tre a tse korokok aina ya shiara tre 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 a tsiera tra. Re 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 rot kro at kri at kra si si at ki a re re a tre a tsia tara i a tsia tara tre korokot krai siera tra. Ta ishera ya nara kre oro kra ya sikro kumra sikro kwa ishera ya tra esie tu kro kochki era tra. Ne ne rayo ro kro kot kra siya grounding grounding anchoring 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 shira kara ishera yo kro kot kra isira sira tra attuning attuning aligning. Attuning 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 aligning aligning attuning attuning kia si kro kochki era tra siya sara tre a siara tu kro kora ya siara tra. Sia tre tre ot croco o ra sia toco roa tre a sia toco roa siera tra ishera ya tra. Kia crocot krat siero croco na ishera ta grounding, 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 balancing, 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 shia croco aisha clean, clean, releasing, clearing peripheral, clean, releasing, 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 anchoring, 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 more light. More divine rays, attuning, 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 connecting, connecting, connecting synapses, connecting, 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 upgrading, upgrading, upgrading DNA structures, upgrading systems. Shahora ha sira sira hara shira yatra. Kishira atzki ero kurokot katsi tse kuroko niasian esiara tre atre at koro atre asiera tra. Closing, closing, sealing, 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 closing, sealing, 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 closing. Ichkera tsero korokora ishera yatra. Sia tse koroko trea tse koroko tara isia sieto korokora ya siera tra siera yatra. She koroko ta niya she nuko wa niya she na yatra tse korokora isiera tra. Sia toko roa siera tra ciera troko ciera tra isia troko raya siera tra siera tra. Da koroko raya sia toko roko aishera ya tra. Da koroko aishera ya tra. You can slowly start grounding back into the body. And anchoring back to your physical vessel. For whoever that's listening, you can choose to stay and process for a little bit longer, or you can come back to the now and the present moment. The healing will continue working within the system for about 3 weeks. It can take a few hours for recalibration. You might feel like you need to eat more, sleep more, rest more. You might feel like you have emotions come up in the next few hours and days. Just hydrate, ground, stay present, and observe for whatever is needed to come up to you. The codes are intelligent and will go where is most needed in the system. Everyone integrates differently and anchors, you know, for what is needed for them at that moment in time in an organic way.
That was amazing. My eyes were blinking really fast, and thank you so much for that. I'm sure everybody felt that. It's super. I mean, that felt like it was very, I don't know if you have a name for that specific clearing that you just did, but it felt like it was a specific type of clearing that went on. Light language clearing.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I do collective work like this, whether it's on like podcast shows or in person, it's generally like a full system clearing. So yeah. There'll be some clearing and removal maybe in the root, the sacral, solar plexus, some clearing in the heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown, and for whatever is needed for who's listening, they will receive what is needed more for their system. But it's generally a full system clearing, yeah.
Yeah, I felt it going through my root chakra, and I felt it going through the whole entire radio station, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Sometimes the technology starts glitching.
Yeah, I think that's so what's happening on the show tonight.
I'm not surprised.
Very powerful here. Vera, I know you are. That was incredible. When you were kind of coughing, was that just the channeling going through your system too, your chakras?
Yeah, I'm clearing. So I'll clear energy by coughing, burping, gagging, yawning. So it's just stuff that's moving through, and then I'll clear it like that, because the energy needs to be transmuted and dissipated in a way. And so it often comes up as sound like that.
Yeah, everybody has a different way they channel. I don't know if you've ever seen me channel. I turn my head to the side a lot and I move it, and then I blink and I move my head and I blink and I count with numbers. So, my blinking is with numbers and I move my head. It looks like kind of like I have Tourette's. But when you were channeling, I know people think she's twitching or turning her head and they're like, why should she do that? But that's how I communicate with spirit. But when you were channeling, my eyes were blinking really fast and you were doing that like that thing. I could feel that your guides were coming through you super fast and vibrating out into the universal consciousness, the vibration, not only to all of us that are going to hear you all over the world, but also planetary and globally. I feel the energy frequency goes very wide. So do people need to have an intention while you're doing that, or can they just kind of relax and let it go throughout their system?
I mean, it really depends on the individual. You can have an intention and be like, okay, so like, for example, right now I'm moving through, a struggle within my union. Can this assist me with clarity? You know, and you can say that, but in the end, the codes are intelligent. They work beyond constraints of space and time. So they work within the quantum realm and fifth dimensional density and up. So you will integrate what is needed for you. Sometimes you integrate everything. Sometimes you integrate a part, and part of them stays in your system for later integration. So it really depends. As long as, as you're open to receiving, they do the work for you basically. So that's quite nice.
I love that. Yeah. And, if we don't have any more callers right now, I just want to ask a few more questions. To you, do you feel like you have more than a few guides? Do you feel like you have many galactic guides working with you?
Yeah, I have a team of about 300 beings that I work with at different points in time. So I've got a very big team. I've got main ones that are consistently with me. That's, I think, about 12. But there's a very, very big team. And then whenever I'm working collectively, it's very interesting because, especially when I'm on these shows or I'm doing like live channelings, the beings of the people that are listening and receiving within that moment in time, or that will receive after, also come through and tune in and connect and give their input. I obviously can't bring through everyone, within my human body. But it's very interesting because I always explain it like this. Especially when I do lives, that there's like questions, or whether it's like YouTube and things like that, it's like a queue of beings that are standing there waiting to come through and anchor in some codes that are needed for their human. And then when I'm working with a client, I will connect to their whole team as well when I'm doing like a one-on-one, or when I'm doing like a workshop and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have certain guides that want to come in for you, and then when you're working with a client, then you have other guides that will want to come in and assist. And that's super cool. And I know this is probably for another show, but were you ever like a contactee or a hybrid?
So I took part of the hybridization program, as in I had genetic material taken from me when I was about 3 months old. And there is a hybrid child that I have that's living on the spaceships just outside the Earth's atmosphere, actually. And he came to me back in 2019 and I saw him, and it was very powerful. I was in this deep meditation and this this boy's face came to me, and he had black hair and kind of like grayish skin and bigger eyes. And he just communicated telepathically and said to me, like, I'm part of you. Like, I'm, you know, your genetic offspring. And I cried for about 2 hours with that interaction. And then he said to me, you know, like, I'm just here to make myself known. Like, we're not going to have like a relationship or anything like that. And I never connected to him again, but that was like incredibly powerful. And, just to quickly add on that, it then closed the cycle that I didn't understand, because I have a memory. And again, like, you know, medical people say that you can't have memories before 2 years old. I have a memory when I was 3 months old, where I was sleeping in the cot of my parents. And I remember waking up in the middle of my bedroom outside the cot that had like bars on it, and I couldn't get up and I couldn't walk yet. And I remember waking up and looking at the wall and feeling like the wet nappy on me, because I had peed myself because I was, you know, 3 months. Yeah. And I remember my mom then opening the door the next morning. I could turn my head. I remember seeing her and her being like, how did you get there? She was so puzzled. Like, how did I get from the cot to the middle of the bedroom if I'm 3 months and I can't even walk or stand up by myself? And I was then told, when I had this vision of this hybrid child, that they had taken genetic material as pre-contracted experience. And they'd taken me up when I was so young, and then they only used the genetic material, further on. So this is just one of the encounters that I've had, but, yeah. And I do feel like a lot of us that are here now, you know, a lot of star seeds, a lot of souls that have incarnated, we all have a lot of,
yes,
galactic genetic DNA. We just have different expressions of it.
Exactly.
Within us, you know, some of us have more activated this DNA because of our psychic gifts and intuition.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a whole list of things that I can go on within my human experience, but this is quite a unique experience that came to me, that is part of my ascension and awakening process.
I do see that with you, and I'm glad that you came out and spoke about that on our show, because I am a contactee, and I understand that. We do have a caller that just called in that wants to talk to you. So,
sure.
Thank you so much for communicating that with us on the show. So let's bring the caller on. Roberta, did you
call
in?
Hello, thank you.
Thank you
for calling
in.
I've just gotten on. I'm sorry, I've missed. Is there a formula for a question that I should follow?
No, you can ask Althea and I a question. We were open for any question you want to ask us.
How marvelous. I have a connection with an interdimensional cat. She is alive. I refer to her as a living poltergeist because she comes around and does things. And is there any contact or message from her that either of you could receive?
Sure, we both
so
can
as soon
answer
as,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So as soon as you mentioned her, I actually saw this being surrounded in a rainbow light. And what comes through is that you've actually had incarnations before as sisters. So this being was your sister in a previous lifetime, and you guys collaborated and guided each other. And there is something that is happening within your work. I don't know if it's like a contract or a work shift or a work change or something like that, that this being is assisting you from the other side, kind of like, and guiding you through. Was this a cat that you had and passed on, or is this just an interdimensional being that's come and gone within your experience?
No, she was given to me to be a house cat friend, but within 3 days I let her out and she went off with the fairies and into her actual life. But she, all the interspecies communicators, my colleagues, they keep checking. She is alive. She is in physical form, but she goes interdimensionally.
Yeah, because I feel like she's operating multidimensionally, because I'm seeing her also as like a humanoid form, as like a sister of yours. So this is why it's quite interesting. But yeah, that's kind of like what what comes through to me. I do feel like she's performing a lot of, wherever she is, she's like doing healings and assisting other people as well. So this part of her is connected to you, but she's working like this with other people and other beings as well. So I don't know if Meredith wants to add to that too.
Yeah, I love that reading. That was so cool. And I feel it was really spot on. I'm just going to piggyback on it. I do get that she is a family. I keep getting family, like soulmate family. I do feel that they're telling me, did your mother cross over?
Yes, mine, long time ago.
Yeah, your mom is coming in for me really strong too. Like your mom is around the kitty.
your mom is saying,
yeah, your mom is saying, I'm getting chills about this too. Like your mom is saying that she's a part of this that's going on too with the kitty. Interdimensionally, she's with the kitty. She's coming with, she's around you. Actually, she goes around your hair. Like around your head sometimes. And
oh,
she was
seeing things in my peripheral vision, little flits.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But she's a part of this whole thing with you feeling, I don't know if you feel sometimes alone, but she's a part of you feeling the family feeling with the kitty and that happening with the kitty also. So she's just saying, she doesn't want you to feel alone. And there's also one more thing. There's an 8 in here. There's this infinity sign going on of with the kitty in you.
Okay, I'm laughing. I send a lot of energy to her in a figure 8 so that it comes back. That's one of the ways in which I connect with her, and it is a sigil on my website.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I was seeing really quickly. So thank you for letting both of us do the reading for you.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful touching in. Thank you. Much appreciated, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. What do we need to hear, like, right now from your heart to all of us on our show tonight before we end the show?
What's coming through is really like, trust yourselves. Like now it's really the time to not shy away from your gifts, from who you are and what you want to bring. And doesn't matter how far-fetched you feel like it is, you know, if you feel a calling, you know, go for it. It's really this coming back to the self, coming back to taking the aligned action and really navigating life from a heart-centered space, from compassion, you know, maintaining healthy boundaries as well. But yeah, this is really what's coming through. Like there's no more hiding. It's almost like, you know, it's all out in the open. We all opening, we all expanding, we all navigating. And if it does feel lonely at times, just remember constant. Change is the only constant, and sometimes this ascension awakening process can feel quite isolating, but that's also only a phase. Like there's so many of us out there, and you know, thank you to programs like yours that really like bring people together, you know, and make this available to anyone who wants to connect. So that's kind of like how I want to leave off.
Yes, definitely. And that we're going to have you out there, like on all our stations and replays, and that they can listen to this activation light language and put their intention with what you did tonight, because it was so beautiful. I know I'm going to listen to it again. And it was just so amazing having you on our show tonight. I'm so happy you came on tonight. So thank you again. And we're going to have all your links up on the station. And just please, please, please follow AltheaLucresa.com. And she'll be in L.A. soon in February 2026 and all over doing all kinds of great things.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. We love you. And thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight.